Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined always by Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, Big Jerv, and the infamous Juju Gotti. Today, we do not have Amin. We got a fun-filled episode, lots of laughs. We are now on YouTube, www.youtube.com/countthedings1. Also Patreon, www.patreon.com/countthedings. All right, Clay Travis tweeted out, if Bill Belichick was black, The fact that no NFL team would hire him would be the number one story in sports media and presented it as evidence of NFL systematic racism all day long on ESPN. But since he's an old white guy, no one is even paying attention. First of all, the nigga been without a job for roughly a week. It ain't been long. Right. It ain't been all that situation. Boo-hoo, the Falcons didn't fucking hire him. You know what I mean? They looked around and noticed their audience and said, yeah, we going with him. You know
and
what I'm saying?
He ain't been here already. He ain't familiar with our system. So it's like, yeah, it makes sense, man.
It makes sense. It's a great hire. They read the fucking room. Cool, Bill Belichick's got the shit, but that nigga would have been trying to make Georgia. He would have been making Atlanta, Georgia. Right. That's what he would have been trying to do. We're trying to flip the state, you know, in another way. But there's still coaching vacancies. Seattle's open. Washington's open. Who else? Again, this man could go get him a job if he won't. That's the thing. I don't think he's just being aggressive. The idea that marriage between New England and him is just officially over. So be it. But it ain't nothing to do with no discrimination type shit. Because that man, come on, bro. Ain't nobody saying, black people not saying, hey, don't hire him, bro.
Right. Ain't nobody saying don't hire Bill Belichick. What the hell is y'all talking about?
What if he's just like not, you know, like it's two things can be true, that he's arguably or is the greatest coach ever. And the other part that can be true is maybe he's just not a good coach anymore. Maybe niggas aren't discriminating against Bull. Maybe niggas is like, yo, listen, we'll let you come in and be the coach, but all that you just running shit and not fucking with that, dog. Like, yo, like you're here, no disrespect, but you're not that good of a coach anymore to be just coming in here like saying, yo, it is what it is. Like,
I don't know.
I think it's half what you're saying right there, because it's two things what you just say. He's not that good anymore, and he can't run the entire show. I think that's what has it. He's a good coach still, but he can't be a GM, pick talent. Yeah. Like, can't do all that, bro.
If he was 10 years ago, Belichick, he would be able to walk in any office he wanted to walk in and say, yo, nah, this isn't a negotiation. Yo, this is what it is. Holler, yo, I'm out. Hit me if you with it. Just, you know what I mean? You got the cash app. You know what I'm saying? Like,
holla at Purdue.
Jerv, this is funny because this is the exact argument that they made for Kaepernick. And that's hilarious to me, because I agree with you. Like, when niggas was saying, oh, why doesn't Kaepernick have a job? And, you know, it was all of us saying, like, oh, Kaepernick should be, you know what I'm saying, at least a backup somewhere. Everybody was making the argument that you're making and saying, oh, he's washed. He's not what he used to be. So it's so funny.
Well, but it's a little different though, right? Because like, Cap, it depends on what year. What year are we talking? Because I mean, no disrespect, we do go through our damn near yearly or bi-yearly. It's actually yearly, John. We're like now it's, but like if it was like the year after,
I'm talking about 2016, 2017, bro. When the shit was happening,
I don't think. People were saying that he was wild. Well, I mean, they were, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that was
the argument. But it's different because he wasn't watched. Like, this dude is.
I know, but that's what's just so funny about
it's the same
now.
As Jimmy Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick wanted to come in and be the GM as well. Kaepernick wanted to come in and wear a Kunta Kinte shirt as well. It's like, brother, you fire. Can you not wear the pigs on your socks? And can you not do that? And he ain't want to hear that shit, bro.
Hey, can you can't? And yeah, you can't
salute
come
to
in
him for it.
Yeah, respect, nigga.
Right. He made his decisions.
Right. And you got to live with it. And I think niggas don't see that part. Because the thing is, it's like, if you're going to go all the way in, you got to be 10 toes down with your full decision and the consequences that may come with it. And whoever's rolling with you, roll with it. My nigga can say, all right, I respect the fuck out of that nigga.
Right.
But a nigga to be like, all right, nigga, I want this plus this. Nigga, all right, you putting a little too much dip on your chip, my nigga, because, like, that's not how this shit going to work. I feel you, but that's not how it's going to work. You know what I'm saying?
Also, what that nigga don't want the job, for real.
Yeah, like,
the nigga interviewed twice, whatever. The nigga could have been on some, like, asking for too much, knowing, like, I don't really want to work for y'all niggas anyway. So let me just throw the chili on this shit and wait till the job that I want come around, because Atlanta ain't got no quarterback. And he for sure don't want to work for the Commanders or the Seahawks, because they ain't got no team either.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
He's lived up in New England all this time. He probably got his grandkids, his immediate family is probably in that. It's got to be a perfect situation.
Go coach Michigan, my nigga.
Bruh.
How about this? Just enjoy it. Enjoy life.
Bro, the thing about it is he 12 wins away. You feel me?
Yeah, that's why he
true. My bad. Okay.
To pass Shula to be the most winning coach ever. So get the 12 so you can relax later.
Get the 12, Bill.
Right. So hey. I feel like the Falcons wasn't a bad choice because, shit, it's some shitty-ass NFC South. You can get you. That's between the Bucs, the Panthers, and the Saints. That's 3 wins at least. You could got there coaching and get you a couple more for the season. Man, but dude,
who gonna be the quarterback? Desmond Ridder,
bro. How many games they won this year? I think they won seven games. Yeah.
So you tell me he'll
be a two of them years, goat and retire. Yeah, that's all he's looking for.
That's easy.
He ain't finna turn. He ain't finna win a championship with the.
Nah,
family.
He ain't about to get no chill. Yeah,
When he went to Waffle House before he went there, he knew he went finna get a championship with these folks. That's not what we're talking about. Yeah, but on the flip side, the back door. Now, this is the sneaking rumblers. They saying that Andy Reid is more on towards the end than he lets on and puts out. So he say he might not be there for much longer. So he say Bill might can.
That's what I'm saying, Juju. I think Bill is on the sneak trying to look at. Right. He waiting for Sean McDermott. He waiting for Andy Reid.
A nigga put that sleeveless hoodie on, nigga.
He waiting for Sirianni. He waiting for one of the big dogs with a good quarterback, with a good team to come in. Because you know. He really trying to snake Brady, bro, for that extra ring.
Yeah.
He got to. You know, he has to have his Kobe press conference. You know what this one mean.
Yeah, right. So he really, in his mind, he like, man, make it count. Can I get that other? Exactly. I got one more shot to try to get this nigga. So let me try to make this shit count.
Sometimes blackballing is a part of the cause policy. So it's like, shit, we stand for it, we ride for it. Some of the consequences come from you being that strong, bro. So stick to your lords and values. We got your back, bro. It just come with that bullshit. So we with you, though.
Exactly. You know?
All right. Since we still talking about NFL, the Chiefs play the Ravens and the Lions play the 49ers. Let's give our picks before Super Bowl begins. Jason, who do you have for Chiefs Ravens?
Ravens.
John Gervais, who do you have for Chiefs Ravens?
Chiefs.
You didn't sound too confident about that one.
I got
Swifty.
Yeah. It's not that, but I do think if Andy's close to being done, like I think the locker room might know that also. And they don't need much, yo. Like they don't need much. They just need when you got the best quarterback in the league on your squad, anything's possible.
Okay. Juju, who you got?
Sniper gang, LaMarvelous, big trust. Like, I don't give a damn if the whole Chiefs organization know Andy about through. It ain't happening. So quit asking. So I think that the defense is too, like, they got one of them teams to where the defense can save you or the offense can save you. And a lot of times, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the thing that's going to motivate the Chiefs. So it's up to the Chiefs defense, and I ain't got too much faith in no nigga ass. So I'm going to ride with the Ravens.
All right. Statistically, the Ravens have one of the best defenses we've seen in a long time, and defense wins championships. So I'm going to roll with the Ravens, but I'm going to bet the money line on the Chiefs.
Hold on, fam. This is what you do, yo. My answer will be completely different then.
No, I'm just fucking. I'm going with the Ravens though. I wanted to say I knew Jerv was gonna bust the fucking. He's like just fucking tripping, combustion, spontaneous combustion right there, bro. Like for real. All right,
what you fancy ass.
No. I just wanted to throw a wrench in this shit. All right, Juju, back to you. Lions, 49ers. Who do you got?
I think I'm gonna take a page out of my brother book. I'm a bet the Lions, but bang bang Niner gang all day, brother.
Okay, smart man, because you win.
Nah, but I really, I want the Lions to win though. Like that's a way better story to me.
It's a story, but like
look at Jason.
Let's be real. Look at Jason. Like fuck them niggas. All right, Jerv, who you got? Lions, 49ers.
I'm gonna take the page out. I think the Niners are the better team, but that +7.5 is kind of crazy that they give the Lions.
How you gonna sit on my bed?
Like I think the Niners are the better team. But I think the Lions are also good. So I can see the Lions losing by 4 points or something like that. Like the Niners win the game, but like that's 7.5. That's a lot of points, yo.
I ain't gonna lie though. We should put our money together and bet.
Right. Just on some bullshit. Did it big.
We might fucking win.
Shit, we lose. Get what? We lose. Lamar's in the Super Bowl. Fuck it. And that's fire. We win. Shit. We win. Hey, telling.
Jay, I already know who you got, but go
Come
ahead.
Come on, bang, bang, Niner game, man. Like, it is.
Jason,
what it
you
is.
Called it. You said, first of all,
you don't think 7.5 is a lot, though? Like,
I do.
Like,
I do. In terms of the spread, I think the Lions could cover, but it's also one of those things where Jared Goff is a nigga that's definitely liable to have a 2 or 3 interception game. Like, he'll sneak up on you. And that nigga. Just watch, bro. He's been playing so good.
You sound so wishful, hopefully, with that.
It's not even hopefully.
I ain't never heard your voice tremble like that, bro. You don't feel like the Lions fan
could say the same thing about maybe not the interceptions, but like Purdy does give opportunities for niggas to make interceptions. Niggas just seem to be dropping them.
He gives opportunities, but niggas got to capitalize on them. And I don't know.
I mean, you can say the same thing, but I guess you're saying the Niners do
Green Bay made the interception.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. Like,
if Green Bay made the interception, it's over with. So as strong as they in my opinion,
we'd all be drunk, Juju.
Do you think Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Jordan Love?
Huh?
Do you think Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Jordan Love?
Do I think Jared Goff is a better quarterback than Jordan Love? They about the same.
Do you feel like the Lions defense is better than the Packers defense?
No. Lions defense is not good.
Oh, breaking news. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting they're not good. I just was like, you don't think they're a good defense?
Nah. Who's on their defense?
Hutchinson, Gardner Johnson. Remember, Gardner Johnson had a torn pec or something the whole year. He just come back.
Yeah, he been talking shit to Debo. Him and Debo about to line it up. So
look, Debo better stay. He better look. This gonna come out after what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want him to be safe out there with that shoulder, man. Don't be talking shit when your shoulder already screwed up, Pauls.
Yeah.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
All right, so we got our picks in. I'm going with the Niners too. So, the NBA All-Star starters have been revealed. We got for the West, we got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander starting over Steph Curry.
The GOAT.
Right? Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
How you say Luka last name?
Doncic.
Doncic. That's what I told Nick. Oh, thank you.
Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic.
See what I'm saying? You got a kitch on the motherfucker. Niggas in the street be acting like they just know everything. Now y'all know how other accents work. Now it's just Doncic, bro. Bruh. Thank you, bro.
Nikola Jokic, right? On the East, we have Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, first time being an all-star starter on the Eastern Conference for the first time. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jason Tatum, and Joel Embiid. Now, who should have been a starter?
Porzingis.
Do we like it as is, or did someone get snubbed from the start? Go ahead.
I'll go. Listen, first of all, I respect Dame.
Here comes some bullshit.
It's Dame time. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like there's two individuals. I'm going to be biased towards one. But I feel like there's two individuals that are probably having better seasons as far as being a top two guard, right?
Before you finish, put some suspense on it. I'm just ask a question. You don't have to answer it now, but would it happen to be one of the brothers in your actual screenshot background right now?
You goddamn right.
Okay.
You're
not biased at all. I know you're not biased.
And truth be told, I wanted to just say, like, with all due respect to the other homie, I might be biased in just saying that he's having the better season. I get it's New York. I get it. You know what I'm saying? You made $100 million. Shout out to Brunson. That, listen, hooping. But this young boy right here, nah, yo. The fact that he's not, he should be a starter and he should be on that select squad. Right. To be playing against the Bulls so that he can be getting groomed to eventually go over there. Because these jumps he's taking each year is ridiculous. Oh. No way.
All right, can you just say who the fuck it is?
Oh, no, Maxie. Right.
My bad.
You said two.
I said Brunson already and Maxie. Okay, I feel like they could have been starters instead of Dame.
You do know it's vote driven, and Maxie was not in that conversation. So, do you think that
Don't do that. He was fourth. Politics. He was fourth on the votes, bro.
That's politics.
Here we go. Realistic conversations here. These two were tied in votes. Dang. Do you think that Brunson got bumped because he was not a former All-Star and Dame got the edge?
Not this thing. Fans like Dame more.
Okay,
so that's why. That's why. And so that's cool.
Yeah. Jason, do you have any All-Star starter lineup snubs? Do you think that someone should have been who?
I think it's two obvious ones. I think one is Jalen Brunson, and that's because fans are stupid. And the number two is also super obvious and makes no sense, and that's Anthony Edwards. There's no reason why he shouldn't be an All-Star starter. That's just crazy.
So you think he should have been starting over KD or LeBron?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
This year.
Yep.
Especially his team on top of the list.
Which one?
That's crazy.
I'm asking
Jason. Which one?
I mean, probably KD, because the Suns have been disappointed. But
okay. That's a good one. I ain't really thinking about Anthony Edwards. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Crazy
all right, hold on. Let's do this real quick.
Because he should be the MVP. This season right now.
Hear me out. 25.9 points per game, 5.2 rebounds per game, 5.3 assists per game. This is Anthony Edwards. Now we're gonna do a comparison.
Drop the AE1s, the orange. Drop the AE1s, the blues.
Go get the AE1s out now. Then we got 21.8 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game.
Was that KD?
KD.
I mean,
you know,
they just ended
a 6-game winning streak, and then they lost to
Pacers.
the Pacers in overtime. So, I mean, that's definitely questionable. I do agree. I think it's unanimous thing that there is a debate between Jalen Brunson and Damian Lillard. Also, Terry Rozier has similar numbers than Damian Lillard. Not saying the talent is there, but the type of low-tier year that Damian Lillard we're expecting. We have a bar raise for him that we're used to him having, and he's having a tough adjustment with his team. Also, the Bucks have the weakest schedule in the NBA. Not their fault. Mm. But I just think that that kind of shakes it up for my decision-making in that. I'm going to go through some of our reserves, and you tell me who deserves to stay and who shouldn't be there. All right, so my West predictions, Steph Curry, Anthony Edwards, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Devin Booker, and DeMontis Sabonis.
My bad, bro. Can you read that one more time, bro? It cut out on my end.
And I'm gonna go slow too, Pauls. Curry. you gotta pause that. You gotta pause that. Curry, Edwards, Leonard, Davis, George, Booker, and Sabonis.
I guess you gotta throw Sabonis ass in there. Equality. You know how it goes.
Which cause not hooping this year?
Oh, I got some snubs list too, by the way. Y'all want to hear snubs?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Snubs. De'Aaron Fox.
This is on the way. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. LP Sengun out of the Rockets. He's crazy.
Right.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yep.
Lauri Markkanen and James Harden.
Right.
James Harden's had 3 games, 30 and 10, by the way.
Harden balling.
Harden's been hooping. They've had an amazing Q4 and Q1 right now. Jerv, I know you. I like it though. You know what? I just was talking about this. The reason why I'm saying this, I want fans to truly hate niggas. For real.
No, because, I don't hate boy. I don't hate boy.
Damn, bro. That nigga called you a hater.
No.
I hate boy.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the thing though. We've gotten comfortable with pretending to like niggas just to like niggas to be looking like we're not haters. Boo a nigga.
Right.
Boo a nigga, bro.
I that boo niggas.
That's going to make me play better, but then it's also going to be I think a boo is a sign of respect that you actually deserve it. Like, you killing my team. I really got a true hatred for this nigga. Like, this nigga good. He really gives me, like, he makes me lose sleep, bro, because he's the fucking tyrant. You know what I mean? Like, that's the mutual respect you get. It's not like, oh, why are they booing me? I've never done anything wrong to anybody. I'm just a good person. We're talking of course niggas is good people. I hate when they do that.
Colors on, cuz.
I hate when they do that shit. You know, like nigga post some shit like Russell Westbrook's a great father. Nobody never said he wasn't a great father, but if that nigga stink, he stink. Like, let's be real.
Don't do my dog like that. Don't do my dog like that.
No, Russ is hooping, but I'm just using him for an example.
Don't use my dog as an example, man. He don't deserve to be an example.
All right.
My boy hooping. My boy say, look, man, put me on the bench. Them boys spark the wind screen, man. Salute to Nip, man. Rest in peace. You got to fall with Russ.
So back to the prediction. I mean, to the reserves. Do we have any problems with those, West?
No, that was cool. That's a good list.
That was fine.
I think I just want to see Darren. I kind of want De'Aaron Fox to make it, but I get it. Like, I get that he's going to be a snub.
He got hurt, too.
No problem with.
Hurt. And the West is tough. The West is tough.
It is.
I'm going to be honest. Because he's not beating out Steph Curry. And he's not beating out Anthony Edwards. And he's
I think we should do away with the East-West.
And he's not beating out fucking Devin Booker.
Right. I think we should do away with the East Coast, West Coast beef right now. Let's just say, we got 30 All-Stars or 20, however many All-Stars.
Nah, don't do that, bro. Yeah. Nah, don't do that. Listen, they have tinkered and tankered with this thing in so many ways where it's like, yo, let me just have one side versus the other. Y'all already changed everything else, right? Like, I can't just watch. From quarter one,
LeBron still gonna pick it on the camera and shit. They still do that.
No, I think it's East versus West this year, right? They stopped.
It's East versus West. It's East versus West.
But it's not first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. It's all they still got that thing right where like it's the target, John.
Yes, still got that.
Yeah,
I just wish niggas played basketball and they just gave us. I mean, just play the game.
What happens if you win?
Hey, it's hard.
They get money.
Yeah, he still get money, but it goes to like.
No, I get it, Trey. I understand 100% why it got like it was for a little bit. It's just.
But you gotta understand it. It's not that niggas don't care about hoop. It's just the idea that like, it's almost an inconvenience to be an all-star if it didn't affect your contract.
Everybody else get a break.
That's how pussified this country has become, in my opinion. If them boys say you an all-star, man, bro, I want to do more work. Nigga, I deserve to do more work. I'm the all-star for my team, man. What you mean?
I'm blaming the NFL, bro. I'm blaming the NFL.
Guess what I got to do? I got to go to Indianapolis and prove another point that I'm better than all the rest of the all-stars. That's how I see it. These folks talking about something. It's really more load on I bet you
if niggas rewarded the best nigga in the league with a cash prize,
you feel
how
me?
Hard niggas would be pooping. If there was a ranking, every year, like you could talk your shit into the next season, like yo, he's literally the number one player, and you get $5 million as a purse. Like you literally, you know how many niggas would play hard to be like,
and you got to hang up the list in every arena across the league. So it ain't no ducking this smoke. Like, bro, I'm the best player. Yeah, in your gym. Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard to say, hey, yo, you know who the best player in the NBA is. Nigga gonna lean towards whatever they think it is. Nigga still thinking LeBron the best nigga. This nigga saying Jokic. This nigga saying Embiid. I think Embiid is the MVP. But at the end of the day, you know, it depends. Some niggas is screaming Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It is what it is. But if you put this number one ranking where a nigga could actually earn bread and talking shit, like, nigga, I'm the nigga.
Why not?
I'm the nigga. It says it right here.
It say it right there. Read it in week.
You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, your popularity going to go up because everybody going to be associated with number one. Mm-hmm. If the NBA actually marketed a nigga like, and get to see the number one basketball player in the world.
Right.
Like, I'll be like, oh, shit.
But that's
imagine how ass it'd be if you saw your name at like 213.
Exactly. Oh, I want that.
But that's how the ESPN rankings be. Where niggas feel me? Up.
All
right.
Yo, all this Milwaukee shit would be chill because niggas would know exactly what a man's ranked, dog. Like,
I remember they put the top 100 out in the summer, and I think Mr. Robinson was like number 100 or something, and he retweeted and put GOAT on that shit. That shit was funny. Hell. That shit motivating niggas, bro. Like, put the list up always.
Put the list up. The list will have you feeling slighted, and you're going to either prove it or you're going to be like, damn, I'm ass. I'm some ass.
You should list the East side because we ain't do the East show.
All right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us all back. Yes.
Thank you for getting us back on. But me and Juju was here.
I was almost in the cosmos with Trey Wu.
All right, yo. So East Reserves, Brunson, Mitchell. Spider Mitchell, Paolo Banchero, Tyrese Maxey, Bam Adebayo, Jaylen Brown, and Trae Young.
Dang. You got four guards.
It's always four guards.
On the bench? You got four guards on the bench.
Brunson, Mitchell, Maxey, and Young, yes.
Trae Young.
He got to be in there. Okay. We can't.
Trae Young got to be in there. You can't snub Trae.
He don't have to because most people are like Julius Randle, but I don't see the Knicks getting two in.
Oh fuck,
man.
No.
I see. I'm biased.
Let's go to snubs. Julius Randle, Miles Turner, Scottie Barnes.
Keep it going, Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where's KP at?
Nah, I got Derek White.
Derek White too,
That was it. It was just Derek White.
Derek White might be the only one.
Derek White, bro. He should be an all star, bro.
He should be an all star for sure.
Come on,
but
man.
Over who?
Over Trae Young.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%.
100%.
I'm not rolling. First of all, because the Celtics can't get three in. No.
Why not?
I'm not rolling. They not first seed, bro. First seed shit. Who is it?
The Bucks, Timberwolves.
No, it's the Celtics.
It's the Celtics.
Exactly. Yeah, Celtics. So let's get them plus power three in. I can't give them three, bro. I can't give them three. That's a great example, right?
No, it's not a rule, Jason.
This nigga can't even jump and touch that shit, bro. How you go?
Nigga, Jason, it's not a rule.
That shit don't matter.
Atlanta Hawks got four in. They got four in at one point in time. So,
right, and one of them was
Kyle Korver should have been there.
One and another nigga too.
Jeff T.
Salute to Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap had game though
at that time. That nigga was on the heart.
Paul Millsap was nice.
He was nice. His name was Paul Millsap. Oh, that shit be funny. He played for Utah so long too that he never really got the proper respect he posed to have from the hood of the world.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean.
I agree.
If that makes sense.
No, I
shout out to Paul Millsap.
Paul Millsap was a real nigga though. I fucked with Paul Millsap.
He was.
But his name was Paul Millsap. So it was
and he shoot that little flat ass jumper from the baseline.
That nigga's stupid.
But I think that's the only snub, right? Derrick White, free Derrick White, man. He came, look, and that's a good example. My boy came home and balled. You feel me? He cut that dumbass afro off the top of his head and went to the moon.
That thing was crazy.
That's it. Now you see what LeBron could do if he cut his shit off?
Preach.
You feel me? That nigga get 40,000 points really quick. And with that note, that's the end of the show. Thank you to Jason Madison. Thank you to Juju Gotti. Thank you to Big Jerv. Amin is somewhere out here traveling the world. He'll be back with us next week. Thank you for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.